just for you to lose.
Chick, chick, chick.
That was fancy.
Their song, Dancing is the Best Revenge, here on WFMU.
Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. I'm Bronwyn C. Jim the Poet is running the board today, so there'll be a lot of overmodulated microphone action.
Doesn't sound as good.
No.
Oh, well. Thanks to Young Legs for doing the theme song.
Playing it off of Jim's phone.
My phone's only got 5%. Goodness. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
That's the number to call and be on the air and discuss sports.
Dial carefully.
Sportsy.
Be sportsy with us.
Be sportsy with us.
Dude.
Talk sportsy to me. I like the part at the end of the theme song where it says, I love it when you talk sportsy to me.
And Young Legs.
Yep. So,
What's going on in the world of sports?
Well, one thing I was wondering was how come sportsy beers all taste so bad? You know, I think we've been trying to do, like, food from various ballparks.
Mm-hmm. We had the Mariners sent us crickets.
The Mariners sent us fried crickets. Those were pretty good as long as you
thumbs
had...
Thumbs up.
Yeah, thumbs up on the fried crickets. I still haven't gotten the Astros to send us any of their crickets. I want to compare the crickets.
Do we need to do a side-by-side comparison?
No. I think the Mariners aren't sending us any more crickets.
That's
I think
it.
That, I think
done
that
with,
was it. I think
we're
that was
tapped
it,
out of crickets.
Well,
now?
We have to. I mean, what Mariners news do we have? Right? I mean, I don't know.
They're terrible.
No, come on. They're just playing badly. They're not terrible.
They're not a good team.
They're not winning games.
They have a baseball stadium that's nice, apparently. They have that train sound that comes every couple of minutes because it's like at the end of a train line or something like that.
Because there's trains
Safeco
going by.
Safeco Stadium.
There's trains going by.
And they have a retractable roof, which is really very impressive.
Yeah, in Seattle, you need it, right?
You definitely need it.
Definitely need it. So we were trying to eat different ballpark food. We had bacon on a stick from Yankee Stadium. I'm trying to get the Mets to send us some dough, D-O, which is uncooked cookie dough that
what?
They're serving.
That sounds
they're serving,
dangerous.
I know, it sounds bad, right? It sounds like...
D-O?
D-O, dough, and it's unbaked cookie dough that they sell and eat. It's like something that's going
to
give
you... You're not supposed to eat that, right?
No,
doesn't give you salmonella?
Yeah, salmonella... Listeria, all kinds of stuff.
A few nice things.
So that's what they're selling there.
I have a few of those.
We have to get some of that. And but mostly I was thinking about beer because I got that sportsy beer. Remember a few weeks ago?
Yeah,
that thing
was not
in
good.
A can. That was the worst beer. And I tried to look it up online so I could find the name of it again. It was called Field 9 or something
yeah, that was,
like that.
It comes in like a 4-pack, right? It looks like it's going to be very impressive.
Yeah, it's a tall blue can with a nice graphic of a ball field, and apparently it's named after this company's favorite baseball field that they play on in Central Park or something.
Oh.
And so I said, well, that's sportsy, and that was probably the worst beer I've ever had in my life.
Well, I think if you had a terrible beer, you would try to think of some way of marketing it. Effectively, right?
Like yeah, but why even make it? If it's terrible beer, why do they even
already,
make
it's,
terrible
it's like
beer?
It's already past the... Like, yeah. I did a home brewing kit one time, like, years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
And so I took, like, a milk carton, like a gallon milk carton, and filled it with this, you know, whatever, all these ingredients. And then it's like...
Did you wash the milk carton out, or did it have milk in it still, so it, like... Fermented.
It was pretty washed out.
Pretty washed. It fermented. The milk fermented. Okay, go ahead.
It wasn't part of the story.
Yeah. Okay, I'm
but
sorry.
I'm saying I used this thing. I don't even remember because it was so long ago.
Yes.
But then you put it away for a while. Mm-hmm. Like you can't think about it for like 4 months or something. And then you go, oh, wait a minute. I got that beer growing in the, over there.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know, it tasted like beer, but it would, I wouldn't be like, hey, I really should.
Then it was better than that stuff we drank from Field 9 or whatever that was called, because that didn't taste like beer. I don't know what that tasted like.
Well, there's a brewery here in Jersey City, because I was sitting on the board during the record fair for a few hours, and it was Friday night, everybody's bringing their fancy beers to WFMU. And I had some sort of, it was like Lucky Charms beer or something like that. It had marshmallows in it or something like that.
What?
And apparently it's made around the corner from here. Yeah. So we got to ask them. Maybe they can make a Jersey City. Because the Jersey City has a really insanely
I don't want Lucky
Skeeter
Charms.
Ale.
I don't want Lucky Charms.
No, but
beer.
I'm saying maybe they can make some other kind
of. Lucky Charms came out with a box of just the marshmallows. It's
good.
They got rid of the cereal entirely.
Really, the cereal is
no good at all. It's just the charms.
The charms are fine.
Yeah.
The cereal is no good.
So I tried another beer though over
what
the
other
weekend.
Beer?
I tried Coney Island Brewing's Home Plate Ale or Home Plate Beer, whatever.
Yeah.
It was bad. Also, it wasn't as bad as the other stuff. But
it was unremarkably.
Bad. It was just. Kind of not
Brooklyn
good.
Makes a Pennant ale, I think. That's
I've had yeah,
that's
Brooklyn,
fine.
Brooklyn's
but it's
Pennant,
not good.
No, but it's okay. I mean, it's not disgusting.
Do brewers? We should ask some brewers. Do brewers like baseball, or is it just like there's
just
baseball
a marketing
people?
Thing.
Yeah, is it like a marketing
it's like,
thing?
Oh, people go to a baseball game, they drink a beer, you associate beer with baseball, so what's slap some baseball thing on
well,
here.
And all the summer stuff, like all the stuff that's coming out now tastes like,
you know,
lemons or, they put something in it to make it taste a little slightly less horrible.
Yeah.
So that's, just because it's summer and you're drunk and you won't even notice.
It doesn't make it taste less, that's horrible.
I've been drinking nothing but tequila and boy, are my headaches bad.
Really?
Waking up on Saturday or Sunday and it's just like, kill me now.
Why do you just stop drinking, you know?
I mean, I could.
You could.
I stopped drinking for 10 years.
I know. Why don't you stop again?
I had people gave, like, there was an intervention where people were like, we really.
Really?
They're like, you're really? Unbearable. You're
wait,
unbearable.
Wait, there was an intervention for you?
There was a lot of people who came to me and said, we liked you better when you were drinking.
Hey, the original, did you see that the original manuscript from the big book, the Alcoholics Anonymous mm-hmm. big book by Bill W.,
yep.
the original manuscript is going up for auction.
Oh, for auction.
Yeah.
And how much is that going to be worth?
Several million dollars.
It's kind of a great book.
But AA is suing because...
Oh, they don't want it released.
Well, they think that the manuscript belongs to them because when Bill W. died, his
yeah.
widow gave it to some other guy. And that guy in his will said that he wanted it to go to AA when he died. But then he died and nobody got around to giving it to AA. And then
AA would get, like, I mean, they're all anonymous, A,
yeah, right?
And then B is sort like, they're, I mean, AA, people really only interact with it on a local level. So, like, who would get all that money in the first place?
Well, they wouldn't get money. They would just get the... They don't want it sold.
They just want the actual...
Because
it's actually been changed.
It's part of their... Yeah, it's they've had like three or four versions of it come out.
It's a pretty good book.
It's a great book.
I mean, it's a good book.
I mean, as far as I know.
It's a pretty good book.
I'm not an AA person, but I've been exposed to the book.
There's some good story, you know, if you like stories, go to an AA meeting, they read from the book, you know, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, people's lives get ruined and then their lives get better.
Yeah, right.
That's good.
What was that big giant book that guy wrote that was all about AA people and teenage tennis players in Massachusetts?
David Foster Wallace?
Yeah, that book.
Infinite Jest?
Yes. Did you read that?
I did not. I've read the first page like 100 times. I met David Foster Wallace, though.
You did?
Yeah,
he was
very
living
sweaty
in,
man.
He was living in Iowa, and then he killed himself because he had to live in Iowa, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know that was the... We was working... Was he at the Iowa Writers Workshop when he died? He was over-medicated,
He was in Iowa.
When I met him, he was seriously over-medicated.
Oh,
he had a new wife, and he was very sweaty, and he was a very sweet person, very earnest. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
So anyway, so why is... Why are ballpark beers?
If you know a ballpark
marketed beer. A beer that has some kind of baseball tie-in.
Pee Wee Reese Ale, etc. Barry Bonds Brew.
Listener Ken from Hyde Park asks if there are any stadiums selling the nacho cheese that's laced with botulism. Or is that just one lone
There's
gas
a nacho
station?
Cheese? How would you know if nacho cheese was laced with botulism?
You're really sick. That lady got really sick.
You get sick anyway.
There was some lady, and she went to... She got some corn chips at the gas station and put gas station nacho cheese on them.
Wait a minute.
I'm like, why are you putting gas station nacho cheese? Right?
I mean, like, if you're getting your nachos from the gas station, you should expect botulism at the very least.
That's what I thought.
That's like people who buy sushi at gas stations.
Oh, my God, they don't.
They do.
No.
Gas station sushi.
No.
Yeah. It happens.
Oh, my God.
Hello, caller. You're possibly on the air. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
You got our mics in mono?
I do. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
You got the thing way up?
This is the best show.
Wait,
I love your show. Everything's great.
Do you want me to go fix the board for you?
I don't. Everything's fine. What are you talking about? Nothing's wrong with the board. Everything's fine with the board.
So it's you then? Okay, so our mics are in mono, right?
Yeah, our mics are in mono. Everything's good.
All right, and the phone is... And the thing... The phone is the phone.
Yeah, everything's fine.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Somebody had to go to the toilet.
There's a brewery in Toronto called something, says listener Zach on the comments board. You can go to the comments board at WFMU.org. I did not have time today to put up the photo that I wanted to put up, but I'll put it up later. I'm going to put up a tweet from the Church of Satan. So,
good.
Keep an eye out for that.
It's a good church.
Yeah.
Well, it's surprisingly
church.
Good.
Okay, so there's a brewery in Toronto, says listener Zach. He says it's called Left Field, and it makes a very tasty stout called Ephus.
Oh, Ephus Pitch.
Yeah.
It was this big, fat, you would throw it way, way high in the air, and then it would come over the plate high.
Mm-hmm.
It was, they said it was unhittable, but Ted Williams hit one in an All-Star game that was a home run. Mm-hmm. Hello, caller. You're possibly on the air. It's a Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Hi, you talking about the baseball beer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a good baseball beer.
What's that?
Up in Cooperstown, where there's the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah?
They got the Cooperstown Brewery. and it's all baseball themed. And last time I went there, I went for a tour, and I walked in, and the place looked like a trap house, and there was, like, cats everywhere. And this big fat guy comes out running from the back, all hairy, and he's like, wild eye, and he goes, "You guys aren't here for the tour, are you?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I am." And then he's like, "Well, we can't do that because the beer maker is, like, blowing up." So I said, "Well, can I get a taste testing?" And he says, "Yeah, sure." And he opens up the
friend
a half-drinking beer.
Yeah.
He puts it in a sippy cup. And my friend sips it, and he goes, "How'd you like the taste?" And my friend said, "Well, it's kind of terrible."
Wow, he had a half-drunk beer that he gave you. Why would your friend drink that?
Botulism.
Oh, we already went to a few other breweries.
It's gas station beers.
Oh, did you go to Omegang? They're a good brewery.
Yeah, I'm going up to Omegang. I'm seeing Ween. Ween's playing there tonight.
Ooh, very
nice.
Wait,
Ween is playing at the Omegang Brewery?
Very nice.
Yeah, and it's a camp-out. And it's a camp-out show, dude.
Okay, that's an official Sportsy Talk meetup.
It is?
Cooperstown tonight, yes. Go
tonight?
No, the 9th.
The 9th of June.
Oh, the 9th.
I'm glad the boys and Ween have gotten back together.
Wait, when's the 9th? Should we go?
I don't know. It's a few weeks from now.
That's a Friday.
It's a Friday or Saturday. Well, I've been trying to get Bronwyn to bring me up to Cooperstown, and she said no before the show. But now,
now
that she knows Ween is going to be there.
Ween is going to be playing at the Omegang Brewery. That sounds like fun.
Yeah,
camping out.
Great.
That would be good. All right, I'll look into it. Thanks.
All right, thanks for the call, man.
Lots of drinking. Bye.
All right, thank you for the call.
Hello, call. You're possibly on the air. It's a Sportsy Talk. Oop, I hung up on you. 201-209-9368.
How did you do that?
That's 201-209-9368. I don't give away my radio stylings.
Your radio stylings. Hey, good news, everybody. Sportsy Talk got renewed for the summer schedule.
I don't think that's we're not supposed to talk about
that. I'm sorry. I was so excited, though. All right, I'm not supposed to talk about it. Forget
so
you heard
maybe,
that.
So maybe, or maybe not.
You could hit the dump button.
No, what?
You
dump
me.
Gone.
Dump
it's
me.
Gone.
Dump me.
I gone. That was more than 7 seconds.
Okay, so listener...
Is there any other state secrets you want to give away?
Yeah, listener Jeff says that the beer with marshmallows in it isn't anything that Departed Souls Brewery does all the time. It was a special Easter-themed beer.
I loved it.
It was a limited batch.
It was amazing.
He says, stop by the brewery during some of the hours that their public drinkery is open.
Public it's just drinkery?
That's what he says. It's
hello,
just
caller, you're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk. Are you awake
or are you
asleep?
Hey, did you notice that the guy waited until you greeted him?
Hello, caller, you're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
That was good.
Hello, it's Bullpen Betty.
Bullpen Betty.
On the VIP line.
All right.
That's how we know it's quality.
Quality call from Bullpen Betty.
Quality meat.
Yeah. Congratulations on the Yankees being in first place.
Thank you. I had a lot to do with that.
I know. They're doing
clearly
it all.
Clearly they've been listening to your...
They're doing it all for you, Betty.
I know. I still say they need they need another pitcher.
What pitcher?
They do, but CeCe was great this week.
Yeah, he's great. He's fat again. He's good.
Pinata was good.
Michael Pineda.
Pinata was good again. Pinata, yeah. Because they used to bang him up like a pinata. They take their bats out and whoop him.
No, but they taught him to put the pine tar in his glove.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you meant you could, like, hit him like a pinata and, like, candy would come out of it.
Ooh.
Maybe. Ooh.
Very tasty.
Or marshmallows. We have to see. So we want to know, Betty, we want to know about the judges' chambers?
Can you talk to us about judges' chambers?
Can we get
Stadium?
In there? Can you make them let us in there?
I will try.
Okay.
I just started to read about it today, and somebody said something that I kind of agreed with, that it seemed a little Mets-like.
Ooh.
Like that.
That's a cut.
But I said I would rather be on that jury than like a regular jury.
So we have to explain to our listeners because you know not all of them are
most of them hate
sports and they don't know anything about it and don't want to. So we have to say that there is a player on the Yankees named Aaron Judge. And
wonderful
he's
player.
A wonderful player. He's amazing.
AL MVP, AL
he's
Rookie
like,
of the Year.
He's like 6.9 feet tall, and he hits home runs all the time. And, you know, he made an amazing catch the other night out in the outfield. Oh, yeah.
He made a catch?
Oh, he made an amazing catch. He came
he's
up with a
the
ball.
He's
there's
gigantic.
No,
he's like
I'm not kidding. He's like, he's huge. And so
he was playing right, and he caught it in left field. That's
yeah.
How
ooh, that's
oh
good.
Yeah, it was really good.
That's how tall he is.
So, They've set up a section in Yankee Stadium called the Judges' Chambers?
Judges' Chambers.
Yeah. For Aaron Judge, and they pick people at random.
How do they pick these people?
What we want to know. How are they going to pick us?
I started to read that it's like a lottery or something. I gotta look at it closer.
Okay, so
they have like somebody with eyes out looking, going, "Oh, we got a judge outfit that fits this guy."
Yeah, or alternately, they're looking for attractive people because they're going to be on TV.
They'll be on TV.
Yeah.
And maybe they just want people who look like they're on a regular jury duty.
That's why they look
like
bored and disheveled. Bored and disgruntled people that, you know. And they put them in robes, actual judges' robes.
They have
a wood-paneled looking.
It's very nice looking. Very classy looking.
Yeah, like section. Mm-hmm. They put you in the section with little foam rubber gavel and a judge's robe, and you get to sit there and watch Aaron Judge play.
But you think that's too gimmicky? You think that's too Mets?
Well, I think that's what this person who I saw comment on Facebook, I think, said. And yeah, a little bit. You know, you're not allowed to do the wave in Yankee Stadium kind of thing.
You're not allowed to do the wave?
Well,
no,
if you do, you're
they sneer.
A Mets fan.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I didn't know it was banned.
One of the things,
it's a bad idea. I just didn't know it was like legally banned.
Nobody does it. One of the things that I really liked about Aaron Thor Syndergaard. What's Syndergaard's first name?
Noah,
thank you. I almost called him Aaron. Everybody's first name is
Odin.
Aaron. Odin Syndergaard.
Odin Syndergaard.
Was that he hates the wave, and he makes fun of people, and he says that that's why people lose.
Well, because they get bored
in
the sixth inning, you know, when you're pitching around
people
or something
like
that.
You wait till the seventh inning, you stand up and stretch. You don't have to do a wave.
I don't like the wave either. I don't do the wave. I don't participate in the wave.
No.
I don't appreciate the wave.
No, it's bad. Don't do it.
I don't do it. I went to I couldn't afford a vacation one year, but what I
could
afford.
You afford one any year?
I couldn't afford one. I was living in Boston. I was broke.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what I'll do is I'll go to 4 or 5 Red Sox games in a row.
Uh-huh.
That was at a time where the bleacher seats were like $15 or $20 a piece or something like that.
Wow.
So I bought myself one ticket.
Wasn't that when they were like really blowing?
They were terrible.
Really bad.
Yeah, they were
$15
awful.
Or $20 is a lot.
Midray Cummings was the hero of that week.
$15 or $20 is a lot for bad seats to a
it's
game with a bad
cheaper than a
team.
Vacation.
I guess.
And every night, the same moron stood up and was like in the sixth inning and was drunk and was like, "Let's start the wave, dude." I was like, and if you ever watched,
and was it you?
I was like,
no,
oh my god,
somebody
I was
else?
Horrified.
Oh, okay.
And it happened at almost the exact same time, and it was the exact same Sully looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, why do people do this? I have no idea. It's just like, oh, we're at the ball game, you know, you just have to do it or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you were just basically on a bad vacation in Florida.
I was trapped. I was trapped in Boston at the Red Sox games watching them. They actually won 2 or 3.
Oh no!
Out of the 5, I think.
Hey, we've got a comment on the comments board that suggests that Judge should go by the name Judge Dredd. Don't tell John Sterling that.
What is this? You stopped listening to the games,
yeah,
right?
This is great. I got something called Fubo TV, FUBO.
That means something else where I come from.
Yeah, I know, right? And that's what it's called. And Fubo TV is like almost all sports. It's got some entertainment stuff and some news stuff. And I can stream all these things, and I Chromecast it, and I look at stuff on my phone, and it's all excellent and very,
sounds very fancy.
Very, very modern and techno and whatnot. And the thing is, it's like $35 a month, and it is so worth it to not have to listen to John Sterling anymore. I can see every Yankees game, I can listen to every Yankees game, and I never have to hear John Sterling again. I would pay double that to not have to listen to John Sterling.
Wow.
So there.
I don't like Michael Kay, but I like all the other guys that are on the network,
yeah,
and they actually have some pretty interesting things to say, so they're okay in my book.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you go.
I don't mind them.
Should we at all talk about the guest I'm trying to get, or should we keep that secret?
Well, we have our meetings here.
Yeah,
in
we always have our
production
meetings on the air, and I don't know if we want to announce this yet because we want to wait and see the guest. I think
we should just put it out there and see what people think.
We decided we would like to have the guest on next week,
but
I don't know. I don't know if the guest. I don't know if the guest will be available. Bullpen Betty is trying to set us up with an amazing guest.
We can't say his name.
I don't know.
Let's say that again. Amazing guest.
Amazing
guest. Yes. I already blurted something out that I wasn't supposed to blurt out. But we told Brian Turner when he was leaving, we told him who the guest might be, and he was amazed.
He was amazed.
Amazed.
Yeah. Publicly on this amazing person's page, he said yes to me because I asked him.
All right.
Who wouldn't say yes to you?
Who wouldn't say yes to you?
I messaged him and not heard back.
Oh. So.
Who wouldn't say yes to Bullpen?
Well, we're trying
Daddy.
To build up next week's post-Memorial Day show.
Oh, right.
Okay. So we're thinking Memorial Day, the day after Memorial Day.
Oh, wait. I forgot. That's a holiday.
Not for us. It's a Tuesday.
No, but I mean, there's a three-day weekend coming up.
Yes, and then we'll be on the day after the three-day weekend.
Well, that's good.
So what time would I ask this amazing guest to call?
6:30 Eastern Standard Time.
But I don't know if you should give them the bat phone number or not. We have to see.
We're just doling that out to the real quality guests.
Yeah.
Like yourself.
Like you.
Well, I will.
Okay.
I thought I'm not a. Am I like the special guest star? Like.
I feel like you're a member of the family.
Heather Locklear, I was on Melrose Place. She's always the special guest star.
Yeah, you're our official MLB correspondent, given that the MLB means the Yankees.
Yankees.
Yeah. So that's, you're official.
How do you feel about Dylan Matanza's closing games? Do you feel as comfortable as when the other guy did it?
He is definitely stepping. I think he's doing better. Like now,
yeah, it's a contract year for him, so he needs to be able to prove that he can close games to get paid.
Yeah, but I also thought that he was not doing as well until Chapman was, on the DL.
It's helped focus him in a way. Yes, I agree. He's on my fantasy team, and I was glad that I'm like Chapman will get hurt at some point. His arm will fall off. There'll be a lot of because he throws like 110 miles an hour, and I was like, his arm has to fall off at some point, and then I'll have the guy who does the saves for the Yankees. I didn't know they'd be in first place, but I mean they're pretty good, so it's very helpful.
Yay.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you all on behalf of the Yankees. Thank you.
You know, one of our listeners sent me a book.
What?
One of our listeners?
They don't think I can read. That's why they don't send me books.
One of our listeners sent you a book?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Well, it's written by a woman.
Yes.
And the book is called Baseball Life Advice. And her
I'm
name
a
is
woman.
Mae Fowles. And she's a Blue Jays fan. And she talks basically
a real Blue
so
Jays
far
fan?
About how baseball has
Is she
like,
Canadian?
You know,
Do the Blue Jays really have fans?
Is she Canadian? What's her problem?
She is Canadian.
Okay,
well,
see,
that's
right
a problem
there. That
right there.
That explains it. Ugh. Yes.
But it's an interesting book. So, yes, one of the lovely Sportsy Talk fans sent me this book.
It's advice for women about baseball.
May I just say that if you would like to send something, a book,
don't
perhaps,
send me a book
to Sportsy Talk.
I'm not going
to
read whatever book it is.
To Sportsy Talk, care of WFMU.
Attention Bronwyn.
Attention Bronwyn C.
I'm going to read A Wrinkle in Time because I haven't read that book and it's like a kid's book and I think I would read that book.
That's a good book.
Yeah,
you should read it.
Hmm.
All right, the mistake shall never be made.
No, it's okay. They can send
you. No, you should get free stuff. I don't know.
You should get free stuff.
Enjoy.
Just because we don't get free stuff doesn't mean that you can't get free stuff.
I only want free condoms, and that's all.
Well, we've got free condoms.
I know. We got a whole bunch of those.
You don't have the Jeter condoms? Did you use them all?
I have one on right now, but it just seems too big. I don't understand why they all have to be so large.
Did you get your Jeets condom yet, Bullpen Betty?
No.
Well, you'll have to get one.
Wait a minute. Who's supposed to send her one? Are we supposed to send her one?
You know, the volunteers, the brave volunteers of WFMU will be sending out
I'm popping
swag.
Holes in at least 20 of
no,
them.
No.
Sorry.
Don't.
I've already done.
Oh, dear.
I wanted to add a little excitement to the whole endeavor.
I think it's exciting enough. If you're in such a spot that you're actually going to use one of those condoms, I think that's enough excitement for one day.
Betty, what should we be looking for tonight from the Yankees?
Well, they're still playing the Royals, the second of.
Oh, I hate those guys. I hate the Royals.
Oh, did you see the call? Did you see the call get overturned?
Yes.
That was so great.
I agreed with that.
I did too.
Girardi freaked out the other day because they threw out Rothschild.
Mm-hmm.
And then he actually covered the plate with sand. That's classic old time. I'd never seen Girardi. He was like a super even keel guy. Doesn't get too mad. Doesn't get too sad. He like went down with his hands and covered the plate and was
covered
like
home plate with sand.
Sweep that up,
so
ump.
That So that the ump couldn't see home plate.
And then he went out last night and cleaned off the plate, I think, before the
yes.
Oh, did he?
Yes, he went out.
See, that's what I'm saying. He's too nice to be the Yankees
yeah.
manager.
Well, they're yeah. winning, so it doesn't matter.
I know. Everybody's happy when you're winning,
yay!
Right?
Okay, so, yeah, it's the second. And Montgomery's pitching tonight. And they
who?
Better get these games.
Montgomery for the
Royals. For the next
oh.
6 days.
Who's pitching for the Yankees?
Montgomery.
See? Oh, Montgomery's the Yankees pitcher.
You just said he was the Royals.
I thought.
Pitcher.
I think there was an old pitcher named Montgomery.
Yeah, you don't know.
Jordan.
I don't remember.
Who's Montgomery?
I don't know.
Jordan Montgomery.
Who is he?
He's a rookie.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm.
he is.
This, yeah, right. he's okay, but like that's what I'm saying. We need
see,
one more real pitcher.
The Yankees win. It. What is it like? 26 or 27 World Series? They don't
yes.
have little gold uniforms. They don't like have to like everybody knows
27.
The Yankees win every like 2 or 3 years, right?
Yeah, right.
In the history of baseball,
yes.
The Royals win once ever. Like they maybe have won twice ever.
Mm-hmm.
And the next year they have these like, oh, our numbers are in gold and we have little crowns on our head and stuff like that. It's like, boy, you guys are never going to win again. I was like, you know, enjoy because it's never happening again.
Mm-mm.
Jeez.
Yeah, Royals.
Yeah. Royals.
Boo.
Royals. What is the deal with Kansas City? Everything in Kansas City is like a royal or a king or a, you know, Hallmark.
But the Royals
no, but
have
they'll,
been.
It's like they're all like.
You think it's a
all
regal
like,
town?
They're all Tories or loyalists or something. I don't know what their deal
oh,
is.
Tories?
Do you think there's some like insidious meaning behind it?
Yes.
It's great barbecue, and I love Kauffman Stadium, but I don't like the team. I don't like the team. I don't like their uniforms. I don't like their attitude. They're
really?
A bunch
you
of punks.
Lorenzo Cain is one of my favorite players.
Oh, nice.
Although he's not doing so well this year, but like, yeah, outside of the Yankees, I like them. I was glad they won a few years ago.
No.
Well,
no.
A couple years
it just
ago.
Made me mad.
Sorry.
Who did they beat?
George Brett, I guess.
Who did they beat?
George Brett. Oh, my God.
The Mets.
Oh, they beat the Mets. No,
yes.
That really made me mad.
No, that's fine.
That was so depressing. That was super depressing.
The poor Mets.
Oh, my God. That was super depressing.
Oh, dear.
All right, Betty.
Thank you very much
okay.
for your call, and we'll look forward to
yeah,
our
work,
special
work out that
guest.
Amazing
yeah,
guest.
I'll
hey, listen,
it.
If you can, if we can get the amazing guest for next week, do you want to come into the studio and talk to him with us?
Well, I think that the amazing guest does not live on this side of the country.
No, I know, but
no,
I mean,
we just your moral
we thought,
support
we
here.
We thought like
oh,
you would
like
be
on
here.
There in
yeah, you could
yeah,
be. You could be
not,
talking
is there
to.
A way to do a four way. If I can't get.
There's always a way.
There's
to
always
do a,
way to do
I
a four way.
It came out of my mouth.
Also, speaking of four ways.
Yes.
There's the Ween concert up at Cooperstown.
Yes,
you
on the 9th.
Think about that on the 9th.
On
we're
June
we're all going to go up there and go to Cooperstown.
Ween's playing at the Omegang Brewery. It's a camp out. Let's
she's
go.
She's going to think about it.
Think
what,
about
in,
it.
In front of the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Sure. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
The last Ween concert I went to was in Hartford. We almost died.
Why?
Was,
I've seen Ween.
It was like in the middle of Hartford.
Ween is such a dude concert. Though.
I love
like,
Ween.
I know. Ween's great.
I love you, even if you don't.
See?
Ween is cool. Okay.
Thank you, Betty.
Thanks, Betty.
Always a pleasure.
Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Bullpen Betty.
Yay.
Follow her online at...
Wherever she is.
At Bullpen Betty.
At Bullpen
I'm
Betty.
I'm assuming is what
that's
it is.
That's on Twitter. You should follow us on Twitter, at Sportsy Talk.
Don't follow me.
No, but, well, you follow
it's
them.
Depressing.
It's like you'll come after people, but, you know, they don't have to follow you. You're on their Twitter
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Regale us with your...
Oh,
amazing
hey, so
stories.
The Preakness happened.
I forgot to watch it.
Yeah,
it's a horse race.
I was in the Metropolitan Museum of Art
Ooh.
At the time.
How much did you pay to get in the Met?
Oh, you can pay whatever you want.
So what did you pay?
$5.
$5 is a lot, man.
Yeah, but I mean, they say, oh, the suggested entry is
$25. I suggest
you, know,
you sell some of the
you.
Crappy paintings and make it cheaper.
No,
for
you know
to
the
come
thing
in.
Is the thing is that when the Met set. When they set up the deal with the city of New York, right, they got all that land for their museum. And in exchange, people from New York are supposed to be able to go in for free.
Right.
Now they're changed. They tried to change the rules. They tried to make it that they had a... Because
most museums, like if you try to go to MoMA or something like it's like 25 or 30
yeah, right.
bucks
unless
to
you
get
go
into
on
MoMA.
Like, unless you go on
oh,
free,
yeah,
Friday,
free Friday
when there's
like
a
like
million people.
People hitting you in the face with
yeah.
your, you know, whatever.
But right.
I'm saying if they could sell one Basquiat sold for $150 million,
right.
I'm saying they must have Basquiat's down in the basement at the Met
they
or something like
do.
That. Sell a couple of those and let some more people in for free.
Yeah, sure.
Just charge tourists.
So, that's what they're trying to do now.
Yeah, charge tourists.
They made this thing where it's like if you're from out of town, they're trying to set it so that like people from out of town have.
Although
to pay
technically
the
I'm from out of town, I can appreciate that.
Well, yeah,
that's not a problem for me. Do it.
So
the Met was good?
Yeah, it was fine.
Did you miss the horse race?
Yeah, I missed the horse race. We were looking at the Surratt thing.
Oh, nice.
It was okay. It was odd.
Surratt's nice.
Well, it was the Surratt sideshow. It's a painting that he did of a sideshow. It was just, it's not a very impressive painting.
Oh.
Even when you see it in person, it's kind of like, yeah, it's not that impressive. It's good. It's interesting. Yeah, well, they were showing this one Surratt painting, but they put it in the context of, like, this carnival and fair that they have in Paris every year that, you know, high and low, broke people and bourgeois went to, you know, together. And they had all these paintings of sideshows and paintings of, you know, monkeys eating dinner and stuff. I don't know.
I like monkeys.
Oh, it was great. There were a lot of monkeys eating
Can't get enough of monkeys in art.
Every poster had a monkey eating dinner. And then there was this huge painting by some other guy that was really astonishing. It was really great. Surratt, when he showed the sideshow painting, he showed it once, and nobody liked it. And then he took it home to his studio, and then he thought about it, and then he painted out his signature. He painted over his signature and, like, didn't claim it anymore.
He didn't want to take claim for it?
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know, it was interesting in context. It was an interesting show, but I forgot all about the Preakness, so...
I forgot about it until I get a news alert. I only wanted news alerts to tell me if Trump was impeached.
Yeah, right.
And now I get news alerts about, like, Ann Coulter not being able to make speeches or, like,
horse
all kinds of boring
and
things,
right?
So, and then I watched it subsequently, and it was it's a good horse race.
Yeah, I watched it, too. I mean, after the fact, I already knew that cloud computing won, but it was interesting. I mean, you know, it was exciting at the end, okay, you know. And I like horse races because they're only 2 minutes long, you know. It's like it doesn't eat into your day, you know. But now that that cloud computing won the Preakness, there's no chance of having a Triple Crown winner. No one's going to go to the Belmont.
Nobody's going to people
care.
Everybody always goes to the Belmont.
Nobody cares now. It's not going to be a Triple Crown.
The Triple Crown only happened, that's like once in the, you know,
yeah, American Faroa did. Maybe, do you think that Younglegs named American Faroa? Because remember when he tried to rhyme Iowa and Fiowa?
That was the initial.
We gave
Younglegs, who did our theme song, some notes, and then Younglegs went back and re-recorded the song.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I said I don't think you don't pronounce Iowa. Iowa, and you don't pronounce fire, Fiowa. So, you know.
Well, then we went and it's.
And then he rewrote it. It was very sweet of him.
But we changed the lines about the linebacker.
Yeah.
What was that? What were those lines before?
No,
Iowa firecracker.
Yeah, they weren't in there before.
Right. He changed the lyrics.
He changed the lyrics, which was very sweet.
I mean, I don't
want
to cause a rift between me and Younglegs because I feel like we have a bond.
No, he was great.
But he owes us a CD. Like, he was going to give us a CD.
Why don't you just burn a CD? It's not that hard.
I'm just saying.
I can show you how to do it.
I'm just saying he said he was going to send me a CD.
We have the equipment right here.
Every week
he
I come.
He wrote a song and he changed the song at our request.
I appreciate that he wrote the song.
He changed it at our request.
I'm not trying to cause trouble. I mean, I'm very appreciative.
You are trying to cause trouble.
But I'm just saying, every time I come here, I look
for
mail for myself.
You're making my voice get higher and higher, and it's really annoying.
I'm just saying, I look for mail every week. I get nothing. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Betty's getting books.
Mm.
You'll probably get some beer or some crickets next week. I get nothing. And I'm waiting for
You know what I never get? I never get my Illuminati jersey. Those kids, those kids that were raising money for the Little League in Illinois.
It was some kind of scam.
They were supposed to send me an Illuminati jersey, and I gave them the money, and they're gone. They ran it through my credit card.
They're in Argentina by now.
They're gone. Hey, bad news. Listener Resin says that the Ween Show and Camping is sold out. It was $45.
That's no problem. We'll make some calls. It's
$45 ticks.
No problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could be if you're in Cooperstown, you could probably hear the Ween song from wherever you are.
Do you remember Cortez Kennedy?
I know that he's dead.
Oh, I didn't know that he was dead.
I mean, I don't remember him all that, because he was on, like, the
What'd
Chiefs
he die
or something.
From?
I don't know. Football players all die in their 40s from, like...
Yeah, from everything,
concussions.
Right? Yeah.
No, I mean, they all die from that.
Steuben's on the comments board.
How's Steuben doing?
He says, ouch, guys.
Steuben.
Steuben, no,
Young Legs.
We love you, Young Legs.
We love that you wrote the song.
I'm kidding.
Can't I kid with Young
Legs? No, he doesn't love you the way he used to.
Who?
Young Legs.
Young Legs doesn't love me anymore?
No.
Young Legs, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding around.
You have to take him like some roses or some chocolates or something.
I mean,
you have to
had a few it, you have shiners.
To, you have to make it up to him.
I'll make it up to you.
He will.
I'll write a song called Young Legs. I'll write the Young Legs theme song. Young Legs.
Young Legs.
He's got a cool beard and an awesome dress. Young Legs.
Young Legs.
I'll work on it.
Okay, that's good.
Steuben, come on.
Steuben.
I'm just saying, you could just mail it to me.
Steuben, come on. He's done everything you could possibly do. There's no reason why we can't burn.
What will we send him if he sends it to us? That's all I'm saying. Well, because we couldn't play the theme song this week.
We'll send him some.
Because every week, Bronwyn goes, why don't you run the board? Because it'll be amusing because you'll spill beer on it and you'll break everything and WFMU will fire you.
I never say that.
And then I'm like, well, we can send him
a little sporty talk pack.
We'll send you a condom.
We could send him a Yajit's
we'll
condom.
We'll send you a discolored foam finger.
Discolored foam finger that probably you could put the condom on. Maybe that would stop the discoloration from happening.
If I can find one of Chris T's Zippos. I think they're all gone now. Those are great. Chris T used to give away Zippos every year.
Yeah, they don't have any more of those.
How could you get into that? I don't know.
I can't get into it.
Well,
you're not supposed to.
What's happening?
That's not right.
Don't worry about it.
We can only give away our own
things. I'm just saying.
All right.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Something. Young Legs.
Something.
The Indianapolis 500 is this weekend. It's the biggest day in sports racing.
It's the biggest day in Indianapolis. So how big is that?
That's big. It's like 150,000 people or something like that.
Who cares?
So the Indianapolis 500.
They just go around and around.
Although my personal favorite, I watched the first hour or so of the Indianapolis 500. Very exciting.
Oh, God. No, it's not.
They sing Old Indiana Home.
That's not a song.
It is. Jim Nabors used to sing it every year for some reason.
Jim Nabors sang it.
I'm back in my Indiana home.
That's stupid.
There's a lot of Wabash references. I don't know what Wabash is.
Wabash is a town in Indiana.
In the moonlight on the Wabash.
Oh, maybe it's a river. All right.
So they do that, and then they do the racing. But the big thing, the big news out of Indy this week. So the pole sitter was robbed at gunpoint at a Taco Bell.
Wait, they had somebody sitting on a pole, like a flagpole
sitter?
No, he's
the pole sitter. He's the guy who's going to start first, on the first line and first. He and Dario Franchitti, who I believe is married to Ashley Judd.
What?
I may be incorrect about that. She's married to a former Indy driver who got in a big accident, but whatever. They got robbed at a Taco Bell drive-thru. And they've caught the 14 and 15-year-old that were responsible. But Indianapolis sounds like a rough place, is what I'm saying. If you get robbed in a Taco Bell.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Here, I got this on YouTube. Can you put the daw up?
Which daw?
I don't know, whichever one it is.
You're just trying to make me look dumb, right?
No, put up two.
What's happening?
I'm playing that song.
Which song? The Indiana Home?
Yeah.
Do you have the Jim Nabors version?
Yes.
One and only Jim Nabors.
Yep.
Rises the death metal version.
Please turn your attention to the video boards and the victory podium.
The victory podium. They're panning in. They're panning in on the...
Jim Nabors died a few years ago.
Yeah.
This gentleman has become a cherished icon on race day.
For some reason...
And they're showing a picture of him singing it in different years. 72, 89...
Well, he was sick before he died.
1990...
I don't know. He might not be dead. He might have just retired from singing the song.
Dead. He's dead, right?
And I don't think so.
It never sounded sweeter when sung by this Hoosier at heart.
Hoosier at heart.
He's not even from Indiana.
A real Hoosier.
Performing back home again in Indiana.
Jim Nabors.
And sing along.
Sing along.
The only, our good friend, Mr. Jim.
Do they have like a...
He's still alive. I think he just quit doing this song because it took... He's 86 years old.
Oh.
He's from Alabama.
What's he sing? Listen to the build-up for this thing.
It's a great song.
It's not a great song.
No, listen.
Shut up. Let's hear it.
In Indiana.
Be quiet. I want to hear this song.
And it seems that I can see.
He's got a wonderful voice.
Huh.
Gomer Pyle.
Still
burning bright.
Sycamore. They're showing drunk people in the crowd laughing, and then now they're releasing balloons. God, he looks like he's 90 in this. This was in 2014.
He's 86.
Well, this was in 2014. His skin is
for a while. He was singing it from Hawaii, live.
He was singing it from Hawaii. How do you know that?
Because they would show him. He would be like in a Hawaiian shirt. For my Indiana home.
How do you even know?
I'm gonna sing that at the Hoof and Mouth next year.
That's enough song. Yeah, you sing by yourself.
What?
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 You're breaking up the band?
Yes.
Somehow we could play that, but you can't play Young Legs song.
I can't. Where is it? Is it on YouTube?
Where is it? What are you talking
where
about?
Where is it? Is it
it's
on YouTube?
It's on SoundCloud.
What the hell?
See, SoundCloud. Steuben's mad at me, but I mean, she should really be mad at you.
No,
he
should
saying.
Be mad at you because you're the one who says vile things to me.
I didn't say anything vile.
You did.
What did I say that was vile? Why are you causing problems?
You said that he has to send you a CD, and
I'm just saying I don't get any mail.
I appreciate that.
Jim the Poet at WFMU.
Oh, dear.
You know, Jersey City, New Jersey. Here's a popped condom. You know, whatever.
Nobody wants it. Yeah, send him. Yeah, I don't know. You're going to get a whole bunch.
I forgot to watch the Celtics game on Sunday.
Ha ha.
But they had a huge comeback, one of the biggest comebacks
in
the history.
I know, and they won, right?
They
won at buzzer
beater,
for
some reason,
because
LeBron let them.
Buzzer beater.
It's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
They left a guy open for some reason.
The Celtics were playing the Cavaliers in the playoffs.
Eastern Conference Finals,
yeah.
And it was the first loss of the year in the playoffs for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did put the whammy on the place when I went there last year.
Yes.
When I was at the Q Arena.
Wait, you were in Cleveland for the Republican,
for the Republican
National
Convention.
Yeah.
I was there to from the future to get rid of the present, but it didn't work out.
It didn't work out. Wait, didn't you interview Don King while you were there?
I did, and there's still tape of this.
Where is it? Where are the
files? It's on my old... See, my phone broke during that thing, and it's on the other phone.
Why can't
it's
we
a great interview.
Why can't we
get it? I really goad him on. Like, I'm like, oh, man, come on, tell us more.
We've never played it on the air.
We've never played it on the air.
Why don't you get...
I'm waiting for his death.
No, why don't you get the phone? And
I can get the phone.
We'll play it on the air.
It's another production meeting we're having on the air.
No, we should play that. Okay, anyhow. So, you were in Cleveland.
I put the whammy on the place, Quicken Loans Arena, while I was there. Maybe. I don't know. So maybe. Maybe the Celtics win again tonight, but probably not. Their best player has a hip problem.
Who's best player? The Celtics?
Celtics, best player. Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah Thomas is out.
Not old Isaiah Thomas. Young Isaiah Thomas.
New Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah Thomas.
He's out for the
For the year.
Yeah,
he's done for the season.
Not coming back.
Maybe they will.
No.
He wasn't playing that great because his hip was falling off.
He was doing great. He was their best player.
He's their best player. So I don't know. They're probably going to get wiped out again tonight.
Probably. What else?
Tom Brady news.
Ha ha.
Why are you laughing at Tom Brady? He's married to a supermodel named Gisele Bündchen.
Bündchen, yes.
From Brazil.
Yes, she's very beautiful.
She said that he had concussions in 2016 that no one knew about.
Oh, that's right.
His agent said that wasn't true. The NFL is doing some research. They're going to find a way to suspend him again for like lying about having concussions.
Really?
I think that's going to happen.
But I mean, isn't
it? Because he's held to a higher standard. He's won 5 Super Bowls.
But isn't
he's
the NFL
cheated in like four of them?
Five of them. Isn't
maybe
the NFL?
Four.
Isn't five? Isn't the NFL like responsible? Don't they have a protocol? Aren't they supposed to?
You would think
they're the ones who are supposed to find. If he's concussed, it's not his responsibility to say, "Oh, hey guys, I'm concussed." It's like they're supposed to look at him and say,
"He may have been concussed at home. He spent the whole September, you know, so he could have hit his head on the refrigerator eating ice cream or something like that."
Yeah,
we don't
exactly.
Know.
We don't know.
We have no idea.
Maybe she beats him up.
I would say that's an assurity.
She probably
slaps him around.
Slaps him around a little.
He has a deal with Aston Martin. Last year, he got a deal with Uggs. Those little Australian booty shoes.
That is the saddest.
I wear Crocs all day, by the way. I wear Crocs all the time. So
yeah, but you're not.
Man wearing Uggs
is
fine with me.
You don't have an endorsement deal. That is the saddest.
No, I wear them for no.
In all of.
Why? They must pay him millions of dollars.
That's just sad.
They're very
comfortable,
I'm sure.
Uggs.
If Uggs wants to send us, you know, I don't get any mail here. So if Uggs wants to send us some Tom Brady Uggs, you can send them to WFMU.
Oh, were they branded? Did they have Tom Brady? he's, you know.
I don't think they have his face on it, but he has a deal now with Aston Martin. Mm-hmm. So they make the James Bond cars and stuff like that.
Hey, the guy who played James Bond died, Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
Sir Roger Moore.
Sir Roger Moore died, unfortunately. Yep. Sorry, Roger Moore.
Yep.
It was very sad.
Sad.
So, who's your favorite Bond?
Sad baby eyes.
Sad Bondy eyes.
Sean Connery.
I haven't. I've only seen like two of the Sean Connery ones.
Really? Oh, he was.
Roger
great.
Moore was in some terrible ones too. He was in like Moonraker, and he was in.
Yeah, I loved Sean
Connery. Octopussy,
I
think, or
Sean Connery's awesome.
I mean, he was in some terrible ones.
Although I didn't actually like any of the Bond things. I thought they were creepy.
Any you haven't liked any Bond film?
They're creepy.
They're fine. They're amusing entertainment.
No, they're creepy. They always have like. Hot chicks that are
That's super creepy.
It's creepy, God. Right? The way they treat women is creepy. I don't like it.
What? What's happening?
I don't like.
What are we doing?
I don't like the way they treat women in the Bond films.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Creepy. I don't know. They seem to like it.
I don't
in
like
the
it.
Movie.
Yeah. At they get paid to like it.
The script likes it.
Yes.
But the Timothy Dalton was worse. Although Timothy Dalton, that was the one of the turning points in the Bond films. He actually put on a condom. In like one of his Bond films.
Was it a Yajit's condom?
It was not.
Really? Did they show him putting on a condom?
It was too big. Yeah, they showed him putting on it where he like there was some sort of thing around him doing a condom in like Living Daylights or something like
that.
How
could they show that?
Well, it was the 80s and everyone was getting AIDS, and so they said, well, maybe it'll be great to have him wear a condom.
That's crazy.
Look it up. Tell me on the boards when I'm wrong. It might not have been Living Daylights. It was another Timothy Dalton movie.
They showed him putting on a condom.
And then that was, they were like, but you got to put this to an end.
That's kind of overt and stuff, isn't it? I mean.
I still think Idris Elba would be a great James Bond. Or a lady. A lady James Bond would be amazing.
Yeah.
Like,
could she, like, objectify all the men and treat them like crap? Then?
Yes, that's what
good.
I want.
Okay. You want
what's
that?
The lady name from Bend It Like Beckham and Love Actually? What's her name? She's from the pirate movies.
I have no idea.
Kira Knightley. She should be James Bond. Kira Knightley.
I don't know. I don't know any of that stuff.
The Golden State Warriors are in the NBA championships. Mm-hmm. They haven't lost a game in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
The Nashville Predators, or as they call themselves, the Smashville Predators.
The Nashville Predators.
Are in
They beat the Anaheim Ducks.
They did.
Right? And now they are going to be in the Stanley Cup playoffs for the first time
ever.
I'm
cheering for them because
for the
they have a former Canadian named PK Subban. Who was like just would wreck the Bruins.
How was he a former Canadian?
They traded him.
Oh, he was a Canadian.
He was a Montreal Canadien.
Okay, right.
Las Habitas.
Now I understand.
They traded him in the offseason. Now he's finally in the he's finally in the Stanley Cup finals.
All right.
We'll try to get we should get some sort of NHL smart person to be on the air with us.
I could get my former boyfriend who played for the Rangers.
He doesn't speak English.
No, he doesn't speak English.
So I don't think that would be a great person
to get.
That'd
be perfect for Sportsy Talk. We just get some guy in who's just babbling in Slovakian. It would be perfect.
Yeah, okay, we could do a whole show during the summer called Babbling in Slovakian. Real Madrid won La Liga, and they have a chance to win the double, which is they win La Liga, and then they win the Champions League. Tottenham Hotspur came in second.
Good for you.
Your Swansea team is going down.
I know
so you need
are.
A new team. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm going to talk about Maria Lorena Ramirez. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Hooray for Maria Lorena Ramirez.
Who's that?
She is a woman who beat 500 other runners from 12 countries in the Ultra Trail Chararoja Ultra Marathon. It was a 50 kilometer, 31 mile ultra marathon in Pueblo, Mexico. And she ran in a skirt and scarf and was wearing sandals made out of old tires because she is she's an indigenous person. She's a Tarahumara person from Mexico.
What's a Tarahumara?
Tarahumara is a group of people, indigenous peoples in Mexico, and they run. They run all the time. That's what they do. She, in her day job, she's a goat herd. And she...
Is that like a shepherd?
Yeah, for goats.
Okay.
And she won like $300 or something for winning this race, which is a lot of money for her, I think.
I would bet.
She came in.
Does she have old tires for shoes?
Yeah, she had sandals made out of old tires. She came in second in a 100-kilometer run last year, and she came in first in this 50-kilometer run. And she the people that you know that she grew up with, they live in these villages in the mountains like that are very far apart. and they run back and forth all day to see each other. And running is part of their religious practice.
Wow.
And they teach their
kids
to run. I'd
watch this Disney movie.
It's really amazing, right? So there's a guy named Christopher Douglas who wrote a book about that tribe, those people.
Yeah.
It's called Born to Run.
Okay.
And that's how, you know, like, white people know about it or something. But anyway, she there's a picture of her standing on the podium getting her gold medal.
With her tire shoes?
Yeah, with her tire sandals. They're not even shoes, they're sandals. She's got sandals.
Ow.
She's got a long skirt. She's got like a t-shirt and a scarf. And then the people on the second and third place, the silver and bronze winners, are these two women that are like in super, you know, running shoes and athletic gear, and they have sponsors, you know, and everything. And she just went out and beat them all. And I just think that is so cool. So
congratulations
to Maria. Congratulations, Maria, Lorena.
Call her on
Ramirez.
The air. You have 1 minute. This is Sportsy Talk.
Quick.
Good night, my love. Precious dreams and sweet tight, my love.
This is David.
So this is David.
Hey, that sounds great. And make sure I have warachi and papatla.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County, we're at 91.9 FM.
Stay tuned. More
Thanks.
Coney Island's coming
Thanks,
up next.
David.
What's coming up on the island tonight, Devin?
Put us back in mono.
Oh, we're back in mono?
Put us back.
John Massari. The composer of The Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, my.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space. You were getting the best people.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
We need to have a production meeting with the Morricone Island production.
Yeah, he should tell us who to get. Oh, my God. That's amazing. All right, everybody. Thanks for...
We still have a minute.
Well, I did the thing, though, already.
It doesn't make any difference when you do it.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh. All right. Well,
just saying. We got more time.
Yeah.
Babe Ruth's contract, when he was traded to the Yankees in 1919,
mm-hmm.
is up for sale.
Uh-huh.
How much would you buy that for?
I don't know. That's priceless.
The Red Sox sold him to the Yankees. He was a pitcher then.
Yep.
They sold Babe Ruth so they could finance the Broadway show No No Nanette.
Yeah, that was the owner wanted to sponsor that. Because
Harry Freeze.
Yeah, because he had the hots for one of the girls in the show.
That was the reason?
Yeah.
I'm out of news.
Well, we're out of show.
We have 1 minute left.
Donald Trump cheats at golf. There's a big story about that. Donald Trump is not as good at golf as he says he is.
He's not as good at a lot of things as he says he is.
Exactly. So that's it. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight. May God bless. Tune in next week. We'll be here.
I think.
So.
Thank you. Thank you.